It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, August 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. Wildfire officials say they're getting a handle on lightning spark blazes in northwestern Colorado. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Over the weekend, more than 4,000 lightning strikes hit that portion of the state. The strikes caused 20 wildfires. However, officials say the largest one is now 100% contained. The 4-mile fire burned over 1,000 acres of brush and short grass 30 miles outside of Craig. Lynn Barclay is a spokesperson for the Bureau of Land Management.
From Meeker up north into Moffat County, there seems to be a lightning belt, and we do pick up a lot of lightning here. Occasionally, we rank in the top 10 lightning spots in the country. That being said, we don't typically see the number of strikes we had over the weekend.
Barclay says there are still several active fires in the area. The biggest is the Long Fire.
And it started on state land and has burned on to Bureau of Land Management land.
The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for Moffat and Rio Blanco counties on Monday. Gusting winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation could fuel blazes in the area. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment yesterday released information on the state's suicide rate. KVNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
For a third year in a row, Colorado has a record-setting number of suicides, placing it seventh nationwide for suicide rates. This is Sarah Brumette with the CDPHE.
The number for 2014 was the highest we've ever seen in Colorado. 1,058 Coloradans passed away by suicide last year. For a variety of reasons, we do see higher rates out here in the West than they do in other parts of the U.S.
The rates on the western slope are also higher than other places in the state. The statewide rate was about 19 suicides per 100,000 people. Mesa County's rate is 22 suicides, and Delta County's rate is 30 suicides per 100,000 people. Bermatt says that those numbers might be statistical inflation, but the numbers are still concerning. At least, she says, the numbers aren't continuing to rise.
Obviously, our hope is that because we have seen this trend in the past 3 years of holding somewhat steady, that that's the first step in starting to really see it go down. But that's the goal. You know, every year we hold our breath when the numbers are coming out and then hope that it's going to be the time when it starts to go down again.
Looking at the data, one thing in particular stands out.
Firearms make up about half of the suicide deaths in our state, and about 56% of the deaths for males. So it's the leading method in suicide here in Colorado. And when you're comparing the numbers of homicides and accidental deaths by firearm, suicide eclipses both of those.
That's why her office is testing on a program that talks about suicide with gun owners and gun shop owners. It's been running for about a year in Mesa, Montrose, Delta, Rout, and Moffat counties. Martha Graff is the executive director of the Western Colorado Suicide Prevention Foundation, based out of Grand Junction. She's been working on the gun shop program in Mesa County. She says right now, the pilot program is mostly approaching gun shop owners and offering posters and other materials to display in the stores.
For right now, it's been about making connections, giving them the opportunity to participate in this way through educational materials for themselves and for their customers.
She says about 65% of gun shops have taken the materials, but when they check in later, only about 65% of those shops are still displaying them.
At least in Mesa County, we're looking at most of the suicides that have occurred this year have been by guns. I don't think any gun shop owner wants to know that any gun they sold anybody is used to kill themselves. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that it is a big problem. And just by walking in and talking about it, I think, does help raise the awareness.
She says that some stores don't like the materials. They're afraid it might scare off customers, or they suspect it's a ploy for stronger gun control. The pilot program might run out of money soon, but Graff says that there's been enough support that it might continue into the future, even if run by volunteers. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Business groups in Colorado are urging state regulators to finalize oil and gas rules recommended by a task force created by the governor. Benta Berkland has more.
One of the most significant rule changes would impact large-scale drilling projects. The task force says there should be a more collaborative process between oil and gas companies and local communities for multi-drill sites. Rich Coolidge is a spokesman for Vital for Colorado, a consortium of businesses aimed at promoting the benefits of energy development.
Let's continue to move these forward. Like any business that's waiting on rules to happen, they want to make sure that those rules are in so the businesses know how to proceed moving forward.
Some of the other recommendations, such as increasing the number of inspectors and adding more staff to study health impacts associated with drilling, don't require rule changes. The rulemaking is expected to happen this fall. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
After the state of Colorado saw record amounts of tax revenue from marijuana this summer, the town of Dubec is looking at their tax revenue. The Mesa County town approved retail marijuana last year, and its first retail store opened up last January.
We budgeted $100,000 in anticipated excise tax for fiscal year 2015. At the end of July, we have brought in about $130,000 so far. So we are well above anticipated revenue.
That's Guy Patterson, the town's manager. Dubec sits in a unique position as the most Western pot-friendly town on I-70, the first available location for anyone coming into the state from Utah or beyond. That distinction led to a lot of initial interest from retailers. Four retail shops will be open in Dubec by the end of the year. Patterson is projecting revenue from retail operations declining as other towns nearby legalize their own shops and competition drives prices down. However, the town has approved a very large grow operation with a completed size of about 225,000 square feet. That's about 5 acres. With that in play, he's conservatively estimating that revenues for the town will be over $1 million in 2018.
Is for the first time, probably in its existence, in control of its own destiny financially. That's why I am strongly encouraging them to put money away to prepare for maybe the next rainy day. But this is a great, great opportunity for this town financially. That said, there is a lot of concerns, and I would say half the town is very, very concerned about the ethics and morals of marijuana. They don't like it, and they don't like it for those reasons. So socially, it's kind of torn the town apart a little bit. It's separated the fabric of the town more than I'm comfortable with, and that's something we're very, very cognizant of.
The town's board has asked Patterson to try to slow the approval process a bit so they can manage this issue. Almost the entire board, including the mayor, is up for re-election next April. Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.